We're joined by Tristan Gearhart, the Chief Planning and Financial Officer with Colorado Springs Utilities, as we're talking electric and natural gas rates, give an update on that. As many of you know, a community-owned utility, Colorado Springs Utilities, does not make a profit on the rates that they adjust for power for homes and businesses. And Tristan, thanks for joining us. So why does Colorado Springs Utilities adjust rates?
Hi, Dan. It's nice to be able to talk to you here this afternoon. Yes, we look at our rates, and as you mentioned, we're a not-for-profit community municipal utility. So what we have to do is when we look at the commodity rates that we're charged to procure natural gas supply, market electricity, we have to pass those costs on to our customers. So each quarter we come in and we look at those costs that we've incurred, and we then adjust our rates to make sure that we're recovering those costs that we have incurred for those commodities. So if natural gas prices are increasing, we have to increase our rates to be able to cover those costs that we're experiencing to procure that supply of natural gas.
And the City Council voted this week to lower those, decrease the proposed rates. As those rates go down, are they going up or down this quarter?
Right. So what we're seeing is are anticipating as of February 1st, we'll have those both the electric cost adjustment and the gas cost adjustment, which collect those commodity rates. They're going down as of February 1st. So effective for billing that happens beginning as of February 1st, customers and their usage should see a decrease that happens in those rates. Really, we're seeing that related to how mild the winter has been. As we were in approaching the December-January timeframe, we're expecting very high costs based on short supply of gas. But as we've experienced mild weather across really the western part of the United States, we've not seen as high of natural gas prices, and we're able to pass some of those savings on to our customers at this time.
Boy, I hope we can keep this mild weather going, but we do need more moisture. So talk about how this will impact a typical customer.
Right. So when we look and we try to communicate how these rate adjustments affect our customers, we look at our residential customers kind of on a sample basis. So we have around 190,000 service points for residential customers, and we have to look at what's the best way to average that for all of those customers. So we look at a sample bill, and when we look at that sample bill, which is an average for all of our residential customers, it should be about a $15 a month decrease to their for-service bill based on the changes that were voted into place yesterday.
Okay, excellent. And we get emails all the time from confused customers. How do you calculate the sample residential bill to determine the average impact to the customer?
Right. When we look at that, what we see is a sample customer for us looks like around 700 kilowatt hours of electricity and 60 CCF of natural gas. Now, we average that again across an entire year, and we know that especially on the natural gas side of things, that's a very weather-dependent service. So that 60 CCF of gas really is dependent on the weather being the same all throughout the year, which we know it's not in Colorado. As we approach the winter months, customers are likely using more than that 60 CCF of gas. So it's important that customers really look at their individual usage. Again, we're trying to average for all of our customers, but we know that customers' individual home characteristics, the efficiency of their appliances they have in their house can all affect how much gas and electricity they're using.
Excellent. You got a lot of great information on your website, including a bill calculator and also information if people are struggling to pay their utility bill. You have the LEAP, low-income energy assistance program link on your website as well. Well, we appreciate you taking some time out, Tristan. I know a lot of people, whenever you lower rates, they get excited, and we appreciate you getting on our show to talk about it, and we'll look forward to talking to you down the road.
That sounds great. Take care.
It is our pleasure.